Today, Bap Dada, the ocean of love and power, has come to meet his loving, long lost and now found beloved children. Today, Bap Dada, the ocean of love and power, has come to meet his loving, lost, long lost and now found beloved children. All the children, all the children, through the attraction of love, have also reached here from far, far away to celebrate a meeting, whether you are sitting personally in front of Baba or are sitting in this land or abroad, you are celebrating a loving meeting. Bap Dada, Bap Dada,
Sarvasya Yogi Sati, Bachchon ko dekh.
Bap Dada is pleased to see all his loving children and totally cooperative companion children everywhere. Bap Dada is seeing that the majority of the children have just the one thought in their heart. We will now very quickly reveal the Father. This is the thought which children have in their heart. Bap Dada is saying that the majority of the children have just the one thought in their heart. We will very quickly reveal the Father. The Father says, the enthusiasm of all the children is very good. However, you will only be able to reveal the Father when you first of all, reveal yourselves as complete and perfect, the same as the Father. However, you will only be able to reveal the Father when you first of all reveal yourselves as complete and perfect, the same as the Father. So, the children ask the Father, when will you be revealed? And the Father asks the children, you speak. When will you reveal? You speak, when will you reveal yourselves as being equal to the Father? So Baba asked the children, but the children asked the Father, and Baba asked the children. Have you fixed a date for your becoming complete? Those abroad say that a date should be fixed a year in advance. Any program we have, we fix the date 1 year in advance for any program. So, have you had a meeting among yourselves and fixed a date to become equal to the Father? Have you? Bap Dada sees that nowadays there are many meetings of every wing. So every wing has their own meeting. So Bap Dada said there are many meetings of every wing. Bap Dada heard about the meeting of the double foreigners. He liked it very much. All the news of the meetings always reaches Bap Dada anyway. All the news of the meetings always reaches Bap Dada anyway. So Bap Dada is asking, Bap Dada is asking, for when have you fixed a date for this? Will the drama fix this date or will you fix it? Will the drama fix this date or will you fix it? Who will fix it? Of course, you will definitely have to keep the aim. All of you have a very good aim. The best of all. But now, according to the aim you have kept, also develop the qualifications. Also develop the qualifications according to that elevated aim. At present, there is a difference between the aim and its qualifications. When the aim and its qualifications become equal, when the aim and its qualifications become equal, then the aim will become practical. Then the aim will become practical. When all the children celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela, when all the children celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela and have a thought, they do that very well, that thought which they create, they do it very well. Bap Dada hears the heart-to-heart conversation of every child everywhere. Bap Dada hears the heart-to-heart conversation of every child everywhere. You have very beautiful conversations. You have very beautiful conversations. You also make very good effort. But in your effort, you need to bring about intensity in one thing. You also make very good effort, but in your effort you need to bring about intensity in one thing. You are making effort, but there has to be intense effort. There has to be determination for intensity. There has to be this addition. Determination for intensity. According to the time, Bap Dada has one desire for every child. Even though you may be number wise, and Bap Dada knows however, even while you are number wise, let there always be intense effort. Let there always be intense effort, even while you are number wise. There is a great need for this. There is a great need for this. time is moving fast towards completion. Time is moving fast towards completion. However, now, children definitely have to become equal to the father. However, now children definitely have to become equal to the father. This is also fixed. This is also fixed that the children have to become equal to the father. You simply need to have intensity in it. You simply need to have intensity in it. One of you has to check yourself. Each one of you have to check yourself. Am I an intense effort maker at all times? Am I an intense effort maker at all times? Because, why do you have to check yourself, Baba saying? Because many papers come in your effort and they will come. Many tests, many papers come in your effort and they will come. However, for an intense effort maker, to pass that paper, even that is fixed. Even that is fixed as though an intense effort maker has already passed that paper. It's not that he has to pass, but that he has already passed. This is fixed. This is fixed. That he has already passed. All of you are doing service with great interest. All of you are doing service with great interest. However, Bap Dada has told you before too that according to the present time, you have to do three types of service at one time. That is, through your thoughts, words and deeds. You have to do three types of service at one time. That is through your thoughts, words and deeds, through your mind. You have to serve through, you have to serve in all three ways, through your mind, give an experience, through your words, through your words, give an introduction to the treasure of knowledge. Through your face and activity, that is through your actions, through your face and activity, give the experience of the practical form of a completely yogi life. So through your mind, give an experience. Through your words, give an introduction to the treasure of knowledge. Through your face and activity, give the experience of the practical form of a complete yogi life. You have to do all three types of service at the same time. Not individually, not separately. There is little time left. There is little time left, and there is still a lot of, and there is still a lot of service to be done even now. Little time left, but a lot of service to be done even now. Bap Dada has seen Bap Dada has seen that the easiest method for service, easiest method for service is to create vibrations through your attitude and to create an atmosphere through your vibrations. So Bap Dada has seen that the easiest method for service is to create vibrations through your attitude and to create the atmosphere through your vibrations. Because the attitude is the most powerful method of all. Just as the rockets of science are able to fly very fast, in the same way, your spiritual attitude of good wishes and pure feelings will change your vision and your world. While sitting in one place, you can serve through your attitude. While sitting in one place, you can serve through your attitude. It is possible to forget what you have heard, but you cannot forget the experience you have had of an atmosphere. It is possible to forget what you have heard, but you cannot forget the experience you have had of an experience, just as you have experienced in Madhuban, have you not? The atmosphere of the land where Father Brahma performed actions. The land where he had yoga and performed divine activities. The atmosphere of that even now cannot be the atmosphere of that, the experience of the atmosphere of that even now cannot be forgotten. The experience of the atmosphere becomes imprinted on your heart. The experience of the atmosphere becomes imprinted on your heart. Of course, you have many big programs of serving through words, but each one of you has to create an atmosphere with your spiritual attitude. And vibrations, however, but each one of you has to create an atmosphere with your spiritual attitude and vibrations. However, your attitude will become spiritual and powerful. However, your attitude will become spiritual and powerful when you do not have any, when you do not have any vibrations of a wrong attitude in your heart or mind for anyone. However, your attitude will become spiritual and powerful when you do not have any vibrations of a wrong attitude in your heart or mind for anyone. The attitude of your mind should always be clean. If you have any wasteful attitude towards any soul, if you have any wasteful attitude towards any soul, or in terms of knowledge, if you have a negative attitude, then the negative means rubbish. If you have rubbish in your mind, you will not be able to serve with a pure attitude. If you have rubbish in your mind, you will not be able to serve with a pure attitude. So first of all, check yourself. Is the attitude of my mind pure and spiritual? Is the attitude of my mind pure and spiritual? Transform a negative attitude. Transform a negative attitude into a positive attitude with your good wishes and pure feelings. Transform a negative attitude into a positive attitude with your good wishes and pure feelings. With your negative attitude, you feel distressed in your own mind, do you not? You have waste thoughts, do you not? If you have any negative attitude, you have waste thoughts, do you not? So first of all, check yourself. First of all, check yourself. Of course, it is number wise, but each one check yourself. Is there any conflict in my own mind? Of course, it is number wise. There are the good ones and there are also those who create problems with others. However, just to understand this one is like that is good. Consider wrong to be wrong and right to be wrong. That is all right. To consider wrong to be wrong and right to be right is all right. But do not keep it in your heart. You may know that this one is not right, but don't keep that in your heart. It's good to understand it, but it's good to be knowledgeful too. Of course, you will call wrong as wrong and right as right. To understand, this is a separate matter. It is good to be knowledgeful. Of course, but some children say to Baba, Baba, you don't know what they are like. If you were to see them, Baba, you would know how they are like. The father believes when you say this. He already knows before you tell him what that one is like. But by keeping such things in your heart and in your attitude, you yourself become distressed, don't you? If you keep someone's negativity in your heart and in your attitude, you yourself become distressed. When you have something bad in your heart and your mind, then where there is something bad, where there are waste thoughts, where there is something bad, how can that one be a world benefactor? How can that one be a world benefactor if he has something bad or waste in his mind for someone? What is the occupation of all of you? Would any one of you say that you are benefactors of only London? Or benefactors of only Delhi, or benefactors of only UP, or of wherever you are staying, will you say that? Maybe not the land, not the country, but at least your place where you are staying. Are you benefactor only of that? No. You say, don't you, that we are world benefactors. All of you say that your occupation is that of a world benefactor, not benefactor of just one center. So who are all of you? Are you a world benefactor? If you are, then raise your hand. If you say that you are a world benefactor, then raise your hand. Raise your hand. If yes, sure. Are you a world benefactor? Okay. Then you should not have anything bad in your mind for anyone. Do you have anything bad in your mind for anyone? Do you? You may understand that this one is not right, he is wrong. That's a different matter. Understand that this is right and that is wrong. However, do not keep that in your mind. By having this attitude that he is right, is wrong, in your mind, your vision and the world will change. So don't keep it in your heart, don't keep it in your mind, although he may be wrong. Bap Dada gave you homework, didn't he? What was that homework? What was the homework Bap Dada gave you? What was that? It is the easiest effort which everyone can do. The mothers can do it, the youth can do it, the old ones, the children, all can do that effort. The method for that is to just do one thing. Just do one thing, that's all.
Kisi se bhi.
Whenever you come into contact with anyone, whenever you come into contact with anyone, then give blessings and receive blessings. Give blessings and receive blessings. Whomever you meet, even if that one gives you bad wishes, what course do you give to others? You give a course, no? A course to others. So what course do you give? How to change negative into positive. This is what you teach, don't you? At that time, give yourself this course that I have to change negative into positive. What is your challenge? You have challenged, haven't you? Your challenge is you have also to make nature satoguni from tamoguni. This is your challenge, is it not? That you are going to change this tamoguni nature also into satoguni nature. This is your challenge, is it not? You have all issued the challenge, haven't you? That you have to make nature sato pradhan. You have all issued this challenge, haven't you? Do you have to make it like that? If so, then nod your head. Nod your head. That don't look at anybody else. You nod your own head without seeing anybody else. Nod from your heart. Because now according to the time, the intense effort is to create the atmosphere through your attitude. You have to create the atmosphere through your attitude. If there is even a slightest bit of rubbish in your attitude, how will you create the atmosphere through your attitude? Even if there's a slightest bit of rubbish in your attitude, how would you create the atmosphere through your attitude? Your vibrations will reach nature. Words will not be able to reach nature. Your vibrations will reach nature. Your vibrations will reach nature, and vibrations are created through your atmosphere, through your attitude. Vibrations are created through your attitude, and the atmosphere is created through your vibrations. In Madhuvan too, not everyone is the same. Not everyone is the same. However, the atmosphere was created through the attitude of Father Brahma and the specially beloved ones and their intense efforts. It is they who have created such an atmosphere. So in Madhuvan too, not everyone is the same. However, the atmosphere was created through the attitude of the Father Brahma and the specially beloved ones and their intense effort. Today Baba is remembering your Dadi, Dadi Prakash Mani. What is the speciality of Dadiji that you saw? However, how did she control everything? She never kept anyone's defect in her mind. She never kept anyone's defect in her mind, no matter with what attitude the other person came to her. This was Adi's speciality. You all remember. She never kept anyone's defect in her mind, no matter with what attitude the other person came to her. She gave enthusiasm to everyone. Your mother Jagatamba created that atmosphere. Your mother Jagatamba created that atmosphere. Why? While knowing everything, she always kept her attitude pure. And all of you are experiencing the atmosphere created by that. Even though it is follow father, Bap Dada always says, although it is follow the father, however, Bap Dada always says, know each one's speciality and make that speciality your own. Know each one's speciality and make that speciality your own. And note down for every child. Someone who has become Bap Dada's child. So anyone who has become Bap Dada's child, each and every child, even though the child may be the third number, the speciality of the drama, and the blessing from Bap Dada is that out of all the children, if someone had 99 defects, he may have 99 defects, but he definitely has one speciality. He has one speciality, definitely. And with that speciality, he has a right to say, my Baba. He has a right to say, my Baba, with that one speciality, although he may have 99 defects. He may be influenced by those defects, but he would still have unbroken love for the Father. He may be influenced by those defects, but he would still have unbroken love for the Father. This is why now, according to the closeness of time, whatever places of the Father there are, whether they are in the villages or in the big zones or the centers, wherever there are Baba's children, where there's Baba's places, it is necessary for every place and every companion to have an atmosphere of elevated attitude for each one. Elevated attitude for each one. This atmosphere is needed in every companion. And for that, simply remember one word. In order to have an elevated attitude, remember just one word. Even if someone is giving bad wishes to you, who is the one who's taking them? Is the one who is giving and the one who is receiving is just one person, or are there two? one is giving and one is receiving. So it's not one person, there are two. So if someone gives you something bad, what will you do? If someone gives you something bad, what will you do? Will you keep it with yourself? Will you keep it with yourself? Or will you return it or throw it away? Will you keep it with yourself or will you return it or will you throw it away? Or will you carefully put it away in your cupboard? You will throw it away, won't you? So will you, so to keep that bad wishes in your, hidden in your heart, is it right? Your heart is Bap Dada's throne, is it not? Your heart is Bap Dada's throne. You have kept Bap Dada on your heart throne. So you cannot keep anyone's rubbish in your heart. Therefore, now remember one word firmly in your mind. Remember one word firmly in your mind. Not just in words, but in your mind. Remember one word. I have to give blessings and receive blessings. I have to give blessings and I have to receive blessings. Do not keep anything negative in your mind. Okay, if you heard something which was rubbish, which was bad, you heard it with one ear, it is your duty to let it out through the other ear. Now, is that someone else's duty to take it out from your other ear? Is it the duty of someone else to do that? No, it's your duty. So only then will you be able to do the service of creating an atmosphere in the world and among souls through your attitude at a fast speed. So only then will you be able to do the service of creating an atmosphere in the world and among souls through your attitude at a fast speed. You want to bring about world transformation, do you not? You want to bring about world transformation, do you not? So, what will you remember? What will you remember? Remember it. Did you remember it in with your mind? Just remember the word blessing. Just remember this word blessing, that's all. Because what do your non-living images give? They give blessings, do they not? When people go to the temples, what do they ask for? What do they ask for? They ask for blessings, don't they? It is because they receive blessings that they ask for them. They receive blessings, that is why they ask for them. In your, just imagine, even in your last birth, your non-living images are giving blessings. In your last birth, your non-living images are giving blessings with the attitude that fulfill everyone's desires. So, it is because you have repeatedly become those. So it is because you have repeatedly become those who give blessings in this way. That is why your non-living images, even till today, keep on giving blessings. okay, if a soul is influenced by something, but you are a child of the ocean of forgiveness, are you not? And as a child of the ocean of forgiveness, forgive him a little. That is good, is it not? To forgive him. So are all of you master oceans of forgiveness? Are you all master oceans of forgiveness? Are you or not? You are you not master oceans of forgiveness? In this you should say, I first. You should say, I first. Become, O Arjuna, in this, I first. I am the master ocean of forgiveness. Create such an atmosphere that whoever comes in front of you, create such an atmosphere that whoever comes in front of you should be able to take a little love and cooperation and experience forgiveness, courage, cooperation, zeal and enthusiasm. They should experience this. So whoever comes in front of you should be able to take a little love and cooperation and experience forgiveness, courage, cooperation and zeal and enthusiasm. Is this possible? Is this possible? Is it possible? Those who are sitting in the first row, answer, is it possible? Okay, raise your hand if you say it is possible. You will have to do it first. You will have to do it first. First line, first row. Teachers. The teachers. All teachers, will you do this? Will all of you do it? Okay, it is good. Because this is what the world needs. You become the images of solutions. You become the images of solutions. When you become the images of solutions, souls will be able to go to Nirvana. If you do not become the images of solutions, Baba's rhyming words, Nirvana, if you do not become the images of solutions, then the poor, helpless souls will not be able to go to Nirvana. You have to open the gates to Nirvana, do you not? You will open the gates with the Father, will you not? So you will have this ceremony of opening the gate, will you not? Now fix a date amongst yourselves. Bap Dada listens to all the meetings. Now, Baba receives children's emails and letters from many different places. Baba receives children's emails and letters from many different places. Those who have not written letters but have had the thought, then even those who had just a thought, their love and remembrance have also reached Bap Dada. Even without writing, you just had a thought, so the thoughts also have reached Bap Dada. Children write very, very sweet letters. they write such letters that we will always remain flying in zeal and enthusiasm. You write that to Baba. Nevertheless, it is good. By writing letters, you tie yourselves in bondage. Because you make a promise, don't you, when you are writing a letter. So, from wherever all of you are, seeing or listening, to all of you, everywhere, Bap Dada is giving you love and remembrance. Even you are getting Yaad Pyar before than even those who are sitting in front. So Bap Dada is giving you love and remembrance even before giving. Before giving to those who are sitting in front of him, Bap Dada knows that it is, every country has a different time. So different times in different countries, but nevertheless everyone is sitting in remembrance and sitting with a lot of enthusiasm. So Baba is asking, now what's the program now?
Baba Seva Kandar, UP, Banaras or Pashchim Nepal.
So the Baba Muni Ben is saying it's the turn of UP, Uttar Pradesh, Pashchim, West Nepal and Banaras zone. So all of you stand up, those who are serving for this group. UP, Western Nepal, West Nepal and Banaras zone. So all of these are teachers. So Baba is so proud of the teachers. There are teachers from all these places. It is good. Bap Dada is proud of the teachers because you have maintained courage and surrendered yourselves. You had a thought to remain engaged in service throughout your whole life. So it is good. Teachers, you are strong, are you not? Are you strong, teachers? Or are you a little weak? Teachers, do not become weak. Teacher means the one who reveals the future through her features. Who is the teacher? The one who reveals the future through her features. So reveal your future through your features. Now the future of the confluence age, may you become an angel. This is the future of the confluence age. May you become an angel. May you be an angel. And the features of the future are, may you be a deity. So may you be an angel, may you be a deity. So whoever has come in this group, do this service. Do you servers have the double intoxication that you are definitely going to become angels and so deities? All of you are strong in this, are you not? Baba is saying on the television and on the screen. And Baba is saying, see, your photo is coming. Look, your photo is being taken. So it should not be that you are not visible in your photo. See yourself on the screen. Therefore, remain strong. Remain strong. When there's a little upheaval somewhere, then some of you become frightened. you become frightened very quickly. You do not go into the depths, but you become afraid. If you go into the depths, then no matter how big a paper or situation of upheaval it may be, when you go into the depth of it, just like going into the bottom of the ocean. So when you go into the bottom of the ocean, you come up with lots of treasures. So those who go to the bottom of the ocean come up with a lot of treasures. Those who are only at the top, they will get only fishes. But those who go into the depth of the ocean, they will get many treasures. So those who remain on the surface will only find fishes. But those who go into the depths would bring up lots of things. Here too, if any situation arises, and of course situations will come. Bab Dada will not say that situations will not come. But when any situation comes, because the more you move forward, the more subtle things will come in front of you. Because you are to pass with honors, aren't you not? You want to pass with honor, is it not? So, or you just don't mind passing out with only 33% marks. You want to pass with honors, is it not? Oh, the video person, Baba, is telling him, take your photo. They all want to pass with honors. So, raise your hand, Baba is asking them. So, take the photo very well. Your photo will also be taken. Do not be afraid. You forget Bab Dada at that time. You become alone when any situation arises. And so little thing also becomes big. Also seems big. Bab Dada is combined with you. Bab Dada is combined with you. So keep him with you in the combined form. Experience this, and then even a mountain will then become like cotton wool. A mountain will become like cotton wool. It's not a big thing. Do you know how many times you have passed in how many cycles before? Do you have that intoxication? I have passed many times. It's I who has passed, and now I just have to repeat it, that's all. I have passed many times this obstacle, this problem or this situation, and I have to just repeat that. It's not a new thing. Have this awareness with you all the time. Okay. So, did all of you have the thought of making intense effort and becoming number one? Did all of you have the thought of making intense effort and become number one? Did you? Did you make this thought? Raise your hand if you have made this thought of doing intense effort. You have done it? Very good. Teachers are raising their hand. The first rule is this anyway, is it not? It's good.
Bab Dada.
It is good. Bap Dada also
gave
the direction. Bap Dada also gave the direction that throughout the day, every now and then, whenever you have 5 minutes to, even if you get just 5 minutes, exercise your mind. Because nowadays the world is also keen on doing exercise.
5 minutes.
So exercise your mind for 5 minutes. How will you do this exercise? Take it to the Supreme Abode, take your mind to the Supreme Abode, and then from the Supreme Abode come down to the subtle region. Remember your angelic form, then remember your worthy of worship form, then remember your Brahmin form, and then your deity form. How many? 5 forms. So in 5 minutes, 5 minutes, exercise with these 5 forms. Soul in the soul world, then come down. In the subtle region, then come in worship worthy form, and then Brahmin form, deity form. You can do it in 5 minutes. You can do it. You don't have to run a race for that. You don't need a big ground to run a race in that. You don't even need a chair. You don't need a seat. You don't need any machine. Just as a physical exercise is necessary for the body, you can do that. No problem, you're not forbidden to do physical exercises. But also do this drill of the mind, this exercise of the mind, which will keep your mind always happy. It will keep your mind filled with zeal and enthusiasm, and you will always experience a flying stage. So all of you, begin this drill right now. Right now, start this drill. From the supreme region, come to the deity stage. Soul world, you come down to golden age. And then you become worthy of worship. And then become a Brahmin, become an angel, and then again go back home. Now Baba is giving us powerful drishti so that we can perform this drill of 5 forms. Okay.
चारों ओर के.
Now, here the याद प्यार. To all the intense effort making children, effort maker children, to all the intense effort maker children from everywhere, who create a spiritual and powerful atmosphere with their attitude, to those, to all the intense effort making children from everywhere who create a spiritual and powerful atmosphere with their attitude, to those, to those, to those who always give an experience of powerful vibrations through their place and stage. To the elevated souls who have determined thoughts. To the elevated souls who have determined thoughts. To all the merciful souls who always give blessings and receive blessings. To the merciful souls who always give blessings and receive blessings, to the double light souls, to the double light souls who always experience themselves to be in the flying stage. Bab Dadas, love, remembrance, and Namaste. Salutations. This is a very lovely song. Baba, keep on giving drishti in this way to us so that we go deep down into the ocean. So at the end of the Muli, at the end before leaving, Baba used to give drishti to everyone. So this was on the day of 17th March 2007. Yes. Such wonderful blessings, give blessings and receive blessings. Padi Janki is with us. We would like to hear words of blessings from Dadi Janki Ji now. Baba said, keep on flying. Dadi Janki also keeps on flying and keeps on giving blessings to everyone. Baba also said, you have to serve in three ways at the same time, through your thoughts, words and actions. Give the experience of your angelic stage. Dadi Janki also.
आदरणीय दादी जानकी जी आपको दादी अबे हमारे यहाँ संगठन में बैठे.
So Dadi Janki is remembering Dadi Ji. Baba remembered Dadi Ji. So all the Dadis are sitting, the brothers are sitting, Mrityunjay Bhai, Nimer Bhai, Bhishman Bhai. So. Janki Dadi phoned Gulzar Dadi last night. You know Dadi Gulzar is in Mumbai. So she phoned her. She said, Dadi, I'm feeling so lonely, Dadi. Come to Madhuban. But she didn't hear. I said, Dadi, come back to Madhuban. So many days have passed. Where are you, Dadi? Come to Madhuban. The Dadi Gulzar is sitting in Mumbai. And Baba is moving us along he is moving us along. We are just moving according to Baba. Baba is looking after us, he has made us sit on his palms. Isn't it like that? So Ansa Ben, she brings me here, she takes me, okay, this is what Baba wants, so I do that. Yesterday when I came in this diamond hall also, I saw so beautiful, so many souls sitting in this hall. It looks so beautiful. See, the whole hall is so full. So many children, Baba's children have come from everywhere. All the children raise their hands too. And now, what we have to do? Nothing but just sit in silence, that's all. Very good.
Mm-hmm. देश है, आज हम जुड़ रहे हैं, तुम याद रहो।
And, you know, Dadi, maybe she didn't want to go anywhere, but then Hansel said, you know, Dadi, you must come. And I said, okay, whatever you say, I will do as you say. As you say, I will be obedient, I will obey you. So, she does what Dadi says, or what Hansel says. You know, Gulzar, Hansa Ben is telling Dadi, Dadi, Gulzar Dadi is watching you. In Mumbai, she's watching you. So Dadi is remembering Gulzar Dadi. We are also remembering Gulzar Dadi so much, aren't we? We clap for Gulzar Dadi. We would love that Dadi Gulzar comes in our midst in the Diamond Hall. We cannot forget her. Hasn't Dadi come? She thinks Dadi is here. Yes, Dadi will come. Dadi will come to Madhuban. She will come. How can we forget Dadi? And so then he's saying to Dadi that Dadi Gulzar is hearing you. She's listening to what you're saying. Okay, now we will hear from she wants to go to Bombay. She wants to go to Bombay. She's remembering Dadi Gulzar. So Hansa is saying, yes, Dadi, I will take you to my Bombay to meet Dadi Gulzar. So now Dadi Jank is planning, I'm going to Bombay to meet Dadi Gulzar. Now we'll hear from Nivea Bhai. So after Nivea Bhai, Madhu. So this Murli is the first Murli of this season. To all the brothers and sisters who have come for this first meeting, all brothers and sisters from UP, Banaras, Nepal, and all the double foreigners. So, to all the brothers and sisters, welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. In this one first Avyat meeting. When we were listening to Bap Dada's Murli, though that Murli was of 2007, but I think that was hearing the Murli, all of you must have felt that Baba is talking to each one of us. What is Baba wanting us to do, wanting us to become? What stage Baba wants us to make? What type of attitude, vision, behavior? What Baba expects from us? We heard that from Baba's Murli. And the biggest thing of all that is, and the biggest thing of all that is that Dadi Janki, although her health is not very good, but still she came. She has so much love for all of you that she came to meet you. She came even before I came. So much love she has for you. And Babi Ratan Moini is here too. And also Moini Ben is here. Ishidabi. Moini Ben New York, she's also here. Brother Bridgman is here. Karuna Bhai is here. Mitunjay Bhai is here. And we can see little sweet Hansa, the one who looks after, takes so much care day and night of Dadi Janki. She keeps meeting all of you through Drishti. See, Janti Ben and Ishudadi are sitting in a corner, but they are on the stage too. And where are all of you sitting? According to today's Sabbath versions, you are all sitting on Baba's heart throne. All of you are sitting on Baba's heart throne. This is such a beautiful blessing for all of us that we are sitting on Baba's heart throne. And what, where are the children? What are they doing? Bab Dada, children have also made Bab Dada sit on their heart throne. So we are all sitting on each other's heart throne. Baba sitting on heart throne and we sitting on Baba's heart throne. So to all the brothers and sisters who have come, or even those who have not come but are listening and watching Baba, whether in India, in this land, or abroad, to everyone, lots and lots of blessings, lots and lots of greetings. You will clap as loudly as you want. So we have made Baba sit on heart throne, on our heart throne, and we are sitting on Baba's heart throne. Now Madhurvani group, they are going to sing a song. Today's song is also very special. First meeting. In the first meeting, we are experiencing supreme bliss from Baba. Parmananda Mutai. So,
जो भी हाल में खड़े हुए भाई बहने हैं बैठ जाए, टोली बांटने वाले भी सबको बिठा करके टोली देंगे, कोई खड़े ना रहे बैठ जाए। अभी मधुरवाणी ग्रुप प्रस्तुत कर रहा है बहुत सुंदर थी।
हम सारे प्यारे बाबा प्यार मिलने हमसे आए हैं।
So this is the first murli of the season. We are all merged in Baba's love and Baba has come to meet all of us. Absorbed in Baba's sweet remembrance. Beloved Baba has come to meet us with love. This is the beginning of the season. This is the beginning of the season. Baba has come, showering blessings of love to all his children. He has come to celebrate a meeting in Madhuban. The children have come from far away, and the father also has come from far away. We have to become intense effort makers. This is Baba's Srimad to us.
Thank you.